There are the pandas in Washington, D.C., the grizzlies in Oakland, the gorillas in the Bronx. Zoos around the country are reopening, and the animals and their keepers are getting reacquainted with crowds of humans. Here's NPR's Elizabeth Blair.
It's not even 8 o'clock in the morning at the Smithsonian's National Zoo in D.C., and the lemurs are squawking. Luke the lion chuffs. And Demai, the Sumatran tiger, bellows. That bellow means something, says Craig Saffo, the National Zoo's curator of the Kids Farm and Great Cats.
That bellow we usually hear when the female tiger is cycling, when she's in estrus. She's quite literally sending out a calling card to a male, letting him know where she is and that she's ready.
That's the sort of information Saffo has missed sharing with visitors. After being closed for 19 weeks, he's both excited and anxious about reopening today.
One of the things that I've missed most is interacting with people. A big part of our job is education and getting to chat to visitors and explain to them that this neat tiger that you just heard bellowing is critically endangered.
The zoo is taking all the usual steps to keep people safe, limiting the number of visitors, requiring masks, hand sanitizer stations. Across the country, zoos have lost millions of dollars and laid off staff. In California, the Oakland Zoo almost went bankrupt until the media picked up the story. They received a $500,000 gift from an anonymous donor, and 6-year-old Andy Soulard donated the $5 she got from the Tooth Fairy. She and her mom also set up a fundraiser on Facebook.
I'm raising money for the Oakland Zoo because animals need care from the people.
Andy promised she would make bracelets for anyone who pledged. Her mom, Kelly Soulard, set the goal at $200. To date, they've raised more than $215,000 for the Oakland Zoo.
We're getting donations from people all over the country. People, you know, who may have lived here previously and had fond memories, or they have grandkids that live here and they want to make sure that the zoo's still around for them, or people that just love the zoo and love animals and conservation.
What are your favorite animals?
Well, I like the warthogs, guinea hogs, tigers, and the tortoises. I like all of them, but those are my favorites.
Andy had to recruit friends and neighbors to help her make some 900 bracelets, and she made another donation to the zoo.
I lost another big tooth.
Last week, yeah.
And I donated the other $5 that were under my pillow.
The Oakland Zoo reopens on July 29th. Back at the Smithsonian's National Zoo in D.C., Craig Saffo says some of the animals did seem to miss seeing crowds of humans while they were closed to the public. Others, not so much.
We haven't seen the cats get super excited about seeing people, but that's honestly to be expected. I mean, cats, whether they're your cat at home or they're giant cats like ours, are cats.
Saffo says the farm animals, like donkeys and cows, missed the petting they got from kids. But because of COVID-19, touching the farm animals won't be allowed. The zoo wants to keep all species safe. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.